Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's been another COVID-19 outbreak at WWE, and it may affect Halloween Havoc tonight. Plus, a wrestling legend is set to join NXT, and a major indie title goes into the hands of an AEW star. For Wednesday, October 28th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Waking up to the news this morning of another COVID-19 outbreak within WWE, this time at the Performance Center in Orlando. Now, what we know comes from the Wrestling Observer. They say that the outbreak happened on Friday, and people who were there at the Performance Center on Friday, whether they tested positive or negative, were asked to quarantine for 2 weeks as a result of contact tracing. Now, there have been some reports that those 2 weeks included people scheduled for Halloween Havoc tonight, the NXT special, and it means that aspects of that show may be getting changed. However, one source in WWE has said that nobody that is a regular on NXT television has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, according to Fightful Select, the reason that this outbreak occurred at the Performance Center is because on a Friday, the NXT hold regular in-house live events to track the progress of talent within the company. This is what went down on Friday. So we were told that many, if not all of those who were in attendance at that show have been asked to quarantine. Those who weren't there not only were left in the dark about any rumors of an outbreak, but many were even asked to come and help with the audience noise for NXT's Halloween Havoc show. So we've since been told, according to Fightful, NXT was preparing to make changes to Halloween Havoc in the event that they need to. Now, we're scheduled also to be 100 fans at the Capitol Wrestling Center for Halloween Havoc tonight. We talked on the news podcast just the other day about the layers of testing that goes on for fans that are coming to the shows. Fans were scheduled to be tested as normal at Winter Park, Florida last night. If they pass, they'll be allowed to attend the tapings. This is standard weekly procedure. That seems to be going on as normal. When we get more, you'll find more at cultaholic.com.
Oh!
Absolutely.
In a rather surprising turn of events, it was announced yesterday afternoon by Tokyo Sports that Miko Satomura is joining WWE, but will be part of NXT UK. The NXT UK brand got up and running once again last month with a series of tapings from the BT Sports Studios. And there were some conversations had about new people coming in to be a part of NXT UK. And it seems as if Miko Satomura is part of those conversations. So we will see Satomura wind down her appearances with Sendai Girls Pro Wrestling. And it will wrap up around the end of November, where she is set to travel to England. Now, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but it looks as if WWE are going to be holding more TV tapings at the BT Sports Studio in London. This will probably be their home base for the rest of this year, and this will be where Miko Satomura makes her NXT UK debut. Of course, she's been a part of WWE before. She's a former competitor in the Mae Young Classic tournament. She does have a strong following here in the UK as well. She's worked previously for Fight Club Pro, for Progress, and of course for Pro Wrestling Eve. So there is a lot of love for Miko Satomura here in the UK. In terms of the role that she will play within the business, it won't simply be a case of being a wrestler, as she seems to be coming in as a player coach. Essentially, she'll play a role on television, but she'll also be working very closely with the performers backstage to help bring them along as well. Great to have some a veteran of women's wrestling a part of NXT UK to help bring the roster along. So exciting to see someone like Miko Satomura as part of NXT UK. Wouldn't have called this. Really intrigued to see where it goes. The career of Satomura is legendary. She debuted for Gaia Japan back in 1995, went on to become the top of the promotion. Some memorable clashes with performers like Ayako Hamada and Aja Kong during her time there. She also worked in WCW for a year. They were building a women's division in WCW. She was part of the inaugural tournament for that, and however was knocked out by eventual winner Akira Hokuto. That match definitely worth your eyes. So amazing stuff, amazing stuff. Since 2006, she's been a part of Sendai Girls Pro Wrestling, forming that company for well over 10 years, very much the backbone of Sendai Girls, which they had some amazing success in the US. Former winners of Chikara King of Trios, they had a memorable final the year after against British Strong Style as well. That was just, oh, what a night in Wolverhampton that was, see those guys clashing. Having been such a crucial part of the 2018 Mae Young Classic, working with performers like Killer Kelly, Mercedes Martinez and Tony Storm, she also did some great stuff on the UK indies over here, places like Rev Pro, Fight Club Pro and Progress Wrestling, where she became the women's champion. Now, as part of NXT UK, there's going to be some great things for that women's division and the NXT UK roster in general to have a legend like Miko Satomura on the books.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
New Japan Pro Wrestling has commented on the status of Wrestle Kingdom, set to go ahead over 2 nights on January the 4th and January the 5th. Speaking with Tokyo Sports, the New Japan president, Takami Obari, said that they are going to be using the Tokyo Dome, but they will be limiting the capacity to 20,000 people. Now, normally, the Tokyo Dome can hold 50,000. They are doing much less as precaution with, obviously, the small matter of the pandemic in 2020. But yes, two nights over January the 4th and January 5th, set to be a massive show for New Japan Pro Wrestling. If you'd like to find out more about the history of New Japan Pro Wrestling, I cannot recommend enough Eggshells Pro Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome by Chris Charlton. It is available as an audiobook. It is the ultimate almanac for anybody who wants to find out about wrestling in the Tokyo Dome and across the history of New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's free as an audiobook if you subscribe to Audible by going to cultaholic.com/audible. Sign up for 30 days as a free trial. Choose a wrestling audiobook as a gift from us. It could be Chris Charlton's Eggshells Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome. Even if you don't want to keep Audible, you can cancel the subscription, but you get to keep that audiobook. That's a gift from us. cultaholic.com/audible to find out more. Booker T was talking about some backstage heat that he seems to have with Sasha Banks. This comes from the Hall of Fame podcast. He says, quote, "I don't care what people think and what they say about me. That's my opinion, if I like someone or if I don't like them. Sasha Banks and I, there's something that her and I have to hash out. This is between us. It's not between anybody else except Sasha Banks and myself. She said she's a 5-time champ. Great. But Sasha Banks rubs me up the wrong way a little bit. Could be her attitude. I'm sure someone that you've met rubs you up the wrong way and perhaps is not your favorite person. I did not say I hate her. I said I did not like Sasha. That could mean a lot of things. My thing is this. Sasha Banks and I, that's between us. Stay in your lane and trust me, you will do a whole lot better for yourself. You don't want to cross into my lane." Booker T with some passionate thoughts there about some social media born heat between himself and Sasha Banks. A notable former WWE employee was part of Impact Wrestling last night. You may remember back at the 2019 WWE Hall of Fame, R.D. Evans, writer for the WWE, walked out of the company following a heated altercation between himself and Vince McMahon. So how that went down was R.D. Evans was a writer for the WWE. He helped write Bret Hart's speech for the Hall of Fame, which included mentioning Vince McMahon. And Vince hates having his name mentioned in the Hall of Fame speeches. This led to McMahon exploding at Evans, and it led to Evans walking out. He is now resurfaced as part of Impact Wrestling. He appeared on last night's episode as the lawyer for Deonna Purrazzo. She was negotiating for a Knockouts Championship rematch. But he wasn't just there to act, as PW Insider have reported that Evans also was the man behind the Who Shot Johnny Bravo segment from last night's episode. You may have seen the wedding between Rosemary and Johnny Bravo and the shock cliffhanger ending that occurred from that. That was from the pen of R.D. Evans, who may be with the company a little longer by the looks of things. Putting out a rumor killer about the status of Tucker in WWE. We mentioned yesterday that his profile was on the SmackDown page, which led many to speculate, including myself, maybe he even moved back to SmackDown in order to feud with Otis. That is not the case. WWE.com has been updated, and Tucker is now listed on the Raw roster. He was drafted to Raw, and that is where he is staying. Not the greatest of starts for Tucker's singles run, as he lost to Humberto Carrillo on Main Event. That was a match that was taped just the other day, which is, as I say, not the greatest of starts to your new heel. We've seen rumours doing the rounds about a Beer Money reunion as of late. Bobby Roode put paid to those, very quickly brushing off any thoughts of getting back together with James Storm. James Storm, who has been talked about recently as it looked like he was close to signing with WWE just before the pandemic hit. And he was speaking on Busted Open Radio about the possibility of reuniting with Bobby Roode for Beer Money. And he said, quote, "I would say if he's got something good going on, great. I don't want to go in there and be like, hey, we should be a tag team now. If I went there knowing I was going to be myself, I'll go and buy myself. I'd want to go in there and make a name for myself first until, because people already know Beer Money if we got it together. So I would like to go in there and put my footprint in the sand before I start doing any kind of Beer Money stuff." Lana keeps getting put through tables. Miro has this to say on that on Inside the Ropes. He says, quote, I don't book their shows. I have no idea. All I know is that she's most likely tougher than anybody else on the roster because clearly that's the first time in history that's being done. And every single time, she gets the F up and keeps going, you know? She doesn't say no. She doesn't say, I don't want to do that. She doesn't sell. She's going out there and doing her job, and doing her job to perfection, because you can see in that ring, when she gets that time, you can see who's who and who's been working and who's been sitting on their asses the whole time. And I'm so freaking proud of CJ, because she's proven that she is most likely the most talented and underrated person in the whole entire wrestling community. There has been a lot of talk lately that this constant going through the table from Lana is set to be the catalyst to making her a top babyface star. There is a lot of discussion that says that is where we are going. Congratulations to Leah Rush and Sarah Green. They are expecting their third child together. They made the announcement on socials yesterday saying 2020, it's shaping up indeed to be one hell of a year. Looks like we're adding another little one to our family. And a beautiful picture of those two with the baby scan. Congratulations, making the family a little bit bigger heading out of 2020. Sadie Gibbs was speaking to Chris Van Vliet about a number of things on Chris's latest show. One of the things that was talked about was Sadie Gibbs leaving AEW and her departure from the company. She says, quote, I was going to move to Atlanta, which is where the Nightmare family is with AEW. I'd be training there and just being around more to be implemented into things. I just wanted to give 100% and dedicate to the promotion. Obviously, things changed. That was the plan. Before that, I was being flown in for shows. During that time, I had two main matches, which is a little bit disappointed because I was having matches every week before in Japan. Then, when I got signed, I had two matches with them. I didn't get to showcase any of my skills. Come August, they let three of us go from the UK. They kept a couple from the UK, I noticed. Anthony Ogogo is still with them. It's a bit bittersweet. It's a hard one to swallow, but I guess they had to cut their costs and the situation is what it is. I probably won't get to fly over there until March 2021 at the earliest. Gibbs also shared the moment where she was told she was being let go. She said, it was really nicely done. They said it wasn't about talent or anything like that. They said they wouldn't have signed me if they thought that. It was purely based on the uncertainty of being able to get to the States. They said, reach out when the world is settled and normal. And we had a major indie title change hands last night on the United Wrestling Network. Serena Deeb is now the NWA Women's World Champion. She won the belt on Prime Time Live yesterday, defeating Thunder Rosa. After 278 days, the reign of Rosa is over. One hell of a match these two had on the UWN. And there is no rest for the new champion, as she will be defending that title tonight on AEW Dynamite against Layla Hirsch. UWN Primetime Live has been an excellent presentation over the last month or so. It's a collaboration between the NWA, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and a few other promotions under the Championship Wrestling family. And they've just been putting on some really fun shows. And almost 3 weeks on the bounce, pretty much, we've seen NWA titles changing hands. The national championship went to Trevor Murdoch. We saw the television championship in the hands of Da Pope, former artist Elijah Burke. And now the NWA women's champion changing hands with Serena Deeb. She'll be putting that belt on the line on Dynamite tonight. You'll be able to check out everything that went down on Dynamite tonight with Jack on AEW Graded. And tomorrow as well, he's back. In case you missed the news, Ross will be here with the AEW TF moments as well. My guest tonight on Desert Island Grabs is the brilliant Still Life with Apricots and Pears. A special name for a special wrestling performer. Still Life finds themselves going through transition whilst finding their feet in the independent wrestling world. And Still Life is already becoming an inspiration.
I'm transitioning the same time Still Life is transitioning. So I'm still learning and I still need people in my own life to look up to and to ask for advice and to ask for help. And then you know, I'm getting fans who are sending me direct messages asking for advice or just wanting to share their stories or coming out to me or whatever it may be. It was really overwhelming at first, but every single show I go to or that I get to perform on, you know, I have a fan that comes up to me at the merch table to share their story. And it's really important, and it's kind of why I do what I do now.
We talk about that. Plus, they pick three wrestling matches that they want to watch while stranded on a desert island. That's Cultaholic Desert Island Graps on the podcast feed later on today. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic later on tonight. Jack and Owen are back. Football-based shenanigans from Jack and Owen. They're very excited about Football Manager 2021. It's just another platform for Sunderland to struggle on. Bless them. But they're back tonight. Follow us on Twitch and you can see the gorgeous Jack and Owen every single Wednesday night at twitch.tv/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.